So, I seriously, I want to capture the mood here, because we're both sitting here just kind of
dejected.
Here's the last thing. Here's the thing. Why I wanted to do that before I started this. Like, this is what I was tweeting. Like, they threw an interception.
Right.
And scored 7 points.
It's a terrible decision by their quarterback. By
he Cook. Threw it into double coverage.
Right.
Took a field goal at least off the board.
Mm-hmm.
And they got 7 points out.
Right.
That's what you. What?
That's where we're at right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're playing a 6-1 football team.
Yeah.
And you're playing well. Should have 14 points. You had a touchdown here taken away.
Mm-hmm.
You had stopped at the goal line.
Right.
So that's 14 points that we turn into 3, and they have 10 points that they turn into 14.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, the offense is certainly moving the ball pretty well. I think what we've seen is really the success has come when the Illini have just tried to spread out Michigan State. And, you know, the entire drive where they took it all the way down to the 6-inch line was basically 5 wide most of the time until it came in close. I think what we've also found is, and it's not wholly surprising, Michigan State, you know, not only are they a good defense, but they're smart and they're disciplined. And so, therefore, these trick plays, you know, the double reverse that turned into another fumble and fumble rooski, that doesn't work when you have defensive ends and linebackers playing their responsibilities, you know, regardless of fakes and things like that. So, but when the Illinois offense has gone out there and just played ball, they've been competing.
Yeah.
And they've looked okay and been able to move the ball. So I think going into the second half, that's encouraging. And I would say also the defense has made some plays. Mm-hmm. And there is one fumble that was gifted there in the end zone. You know, unfortunately, you know, turn around and fumble it right back. But defensively, I'd have to say I've been impressed with the effort today, and there've been it's those near misses. It's that it's that near interception.
Yep.
It's not breaking their way right now, but I think certainly the defense looks a lot better today than it did against Wisconsin and than it did against Nebraska.
Yeah, like the thing for me is like take away 3 plays there, and that's an encouraging first half.
Yeah.
You know, but put those 3 plays back in, and then you're gut punched at halftime, losing 14-3. I mean, it's like, you know, I just, you know, from the emotion of it. Okay, here's the stats: total yards are 165-110. It's not that bad.
Yeah,
you know, it's not a blowout. This should be a close game. What in just a little?
The bottom line is, Michigan State is, it's a very good defense, and what it comes down to is when the Illini have chances in the red zone, they have to convert those into touchdowns. And you touched on it, it's the holding penalty that takes away a touchdown.
Yep.
And I'm perfectly fine with Tim Beckman going for it on 4th down on the 6-inch line, because why not?
Yeah.
Play aggressive. You're at home, you're playing a ranked team, you know, play aggressive. And they didn't get it. They weren't able to punch it in. And then Michigan State turns around, and you got to give credit to them. They march it 99.5 yards down, and
would you have gone with that play call on 4th and 1?
It's not that play call that I wouldn't have gone with. It was the fumble rooski to kind of start the series, and the fact that really the success, again, they had was through passing and through spreading out Michigan State's defense.
Yeah.
And Michigan State's defense, just like Wisconsin's defense, if you try and pack it in and get into a fist fight with them, they love that.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what they want. So I don't have a huge issue with that play call. The fumble rooski, you know, really did not work out, because Michigan State's a smart defense.
Yeah. If you stay, that's what I was thinking. Maybe if you stay 5 wide there, you know, their forte obviously is lining up, you know, their front 7. So stay 5 wide there and make them put a nickel back in and keep them, you know, off of their game.
Even go 3 wide. You know, just formationally, it's, you know, there was the where's the beef formation, and they came in and, you know, weren't able to get it done.
You're going with where's the beef, huh?
Where's the beef? That's
I've
what
gone
I'm going
with
right now.
I've gone with hot mess formation.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, like, if you watch the play on film, like, one play into it, it's just, you know, everybody's within 5 yards of the ball. It's just this giant blocking mess, which is offensive line.
It's like a meatball sub out there.
That's right. Okay.
Right?
Meatball sub. I might try that. I'll give that a ride on Twitter and see how it goes. Okay. Let's, can we maybe win this in the second? No, we probably can't. And I can't even stop this recording because all my Twitter's blowing up with people who can't believe what's going on the field.